Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, here to give you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Sundays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., Monday mornings at 1 a.m., streaming live at richarddugan.com, as well as archiving the podcasts at richarddugan.com and SoundCloud and iTunes. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and we encourage you to go to our guest's website, which we link to on our website. When you go to the radio show's page, you will see all of the interviews that we've done over the last 10 plus years, almost 11, and you can go to their website and continue your study, your research, et cetera, et cetera. So we hope that you will avail yourself of that, because that's extremely important to continue our, well, I'm going to call it our evolutionary process, because in a way that is what it is. We are trying to do just that, trying to evolve, trying to move forward, trying to, as the phrase goes, raise our consciousness and become more, better, I don't know if I want to say stronger or faster, et cetera, but we are trying to make this a better place for all of us, and then, of course, understand why we're here and hopefully better comprehend where we're going and how we're going to get there. So we encourage you to investigate our guests' information. Today's guest and information are no different. We encourage you to go to a website. Actually, we have a couple, but I'm going to focus primarily on purelightaudio.com. That is the main website we're going to guide you to. And we're going to be talking with a wonderful woman who has some really incredible things to share with us here on the program. Ellen McDonough, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is, first of all, rather interesting that you just happen to have, who knows, maybe you're related, the same last name as my wife.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not a common name.
No, it's not.
I don't think. Yeah.
Although I will say that my last name, Dugan, I'm hearing it mentioned more and more in different television shows and movies as characters. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
When we were in Ireland, by the way, came across a pub on one of the Aran Islands that was, I believe it was McDonough's Pub.
Oh, wow.
But you are the founder and designer of Pure Life. Tell us what Pure Life is.
It's Pure Light.
L-I-G-H-D. I beg your pardon. Pure Light, L-I-G-H-D.
Okay. Yeah, well, Pure Light is a free app. It is available for Apple products, iPhones, iPads, and then the Android version is coming any day now. We are in the very last stages, so Android users, be patient.
Okay, I'll be patient.
But the app offers audios that are infused and encoded with very high spiritual frequencies. And when these audios are played, these frequencies are transmitted and they help to create positive change for the listener. And when I say positive change, that could be money miracles, looking and feeling younger, more energy, better sleep, increased psychic ability, clearing emotional pain, clearing physical pain. I mean, I could go on and on. For pretty much anything in life, there are frequencies you can download to help create that result. So the app serves as basically a marketplace of these frequency-infused audios where users can browse categories, they can search for what they need, they can also browse healers. And then to download audios, the user just has to tap the Get It button, which appears next to each audio title. And then the audios are downloaded directly to the app's audio player, along with the instructions for how to use, which is very important, and I'll get into that more later. But it's very handy to know how to use these audios because they're all different. Mm-hmm. And we're offering both single audios and audio packages. And we're also interfacing with iTunes, so users can apply iTunes gift cards. And the same with the Android version. Users will be able to apply Play Store gift cards. So it's really fun. We've got tons and tons of free audios on the app. So because I really want users to play around with these audios and have fun with them and get to know the healers and just have fun with the high frequencies. And so that's Pure Light.
And for that matter, they even contact you, touch base, and give you some feedback as to results that they may be getting from using these energies. Now, these audios. Now, it's interesting because years ago, I was privileged to and hired to narrate a DVD, a video, of a gentleman by the name of Royal Raymond Rife, who invented the Rife frequency generator, which primarily dealt with the physical anatomy of the body, and discovered that certain parts of the human anatomy had certain frequencies, and especially if you're dealing with disease, whether it's say cancer cells, he found out what that vibration was, that frequency, and he's got a machine that can, so to speak, counter that. Now, it's interesting, too, that in attending a Wayne Dyer lecture, if you will, back in, I think it was 1998 or 99, back in Phoenix, I met a man by the name of, I'm going to forget his last name, Stephen Lewis, who wrote a book having to do with his way of dealing with vibrations. And he would use a photograph of you.
Yes,
and
so for, you're familiar. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary, yes.
And, yes.
And I've had him on the program several times in the past as well, and dealing with that same concept of generating frequencies. Well, now, what was interesting as I was listening to him talk, my mind went to my sound editing software. And the first thing that came to mind, and I drew this out for him, and he was rather interested. It was rather interesting that I was sitting there listening to him, and I grasped what he was talking about. If you take, for example, most of your audio files that you use, Ellen, they're usually, even though they're two-channel, they're usually monaural. If you were to take one of those channels and take it out of phase and then mix that file down into one channel, the audio file disappears because the frequencies are identical. So when you take it out of phase, well, boom, then the thing goes away. Now, if you have a genuine left-right separation stereo recording, you've got horns on the left and flutes on the right and so on and so forth, but then you have similar sounds on both channels and you do that same effect of flipping one channel and then mixing it down into a single channel, what happens is that the similar frequencies are pushed either out or way into the background, and the dissimilar frequencies or sounds are brought to the foreground. And I thought, well, isn't this what they're talking about with these vibrations? They're generating, so to speak, the counter waves. Is that kind of like what you're doing with these audio programs? Or is there a lot more to it than that?
There's more to it than that. Where do I begin with that one? Okay, some of the audios do use solfeggio frequencies, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of. For the most part, though, we're dealing with very subtle frequencies that are probably beyond what science, mainstream science, can measure. But it's more along the realm of like Dr. Emoto's work, proving that water crystals change.
Yes.
Depending on the emotion that's transmitted into the water. It's that kind of thing. Like, science has finally agreed that physicality is illusion. Everything around us is vibration, energy, frequency, and or patterns of light and information, as Dr. Richard Bartlett calls it. And then scientists like Dr. Richard Tiller, William Tiller, proved that physical objects can actually be imprinted with vibration, and just like Stephen Lewis, he proved it. So we're talking about the subtle frequencies of thoughts and emotions and even belief patterns and situations. Everything has a unique, energy signature. It's not really frequency that's measured in hertz. It's more like a unique combination of patterns of light and information, an energy signature. But these healers are so gifted that they know how to channel that specific, energy signature and imprint the audio, a digital recording, with those subtle frequencies. And then when the audio is played, those frequencies are transmitted. And then they interact with your consciousness, with your body's consciousness, with your energy field, and you just like bring in more information, quote unquote, and they help entrain you to new frequencies. And as you entrain to the new frequencies, your belief patterns start to shift and your physical reality starts to shift.
You know, I was listening to, and again, I did read the instructions, okay, but I was, and the drive was only 5 minutes, so I wasn't overly concerned. But I was listening to the regeneration and rejuvenation audio, which it was about 5-10 minutes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I listened to it from one point to the next point, and you know, all is well. I'm obviously doing well, but I thought, well, this would be a good one to listen to because you know my. I tweaked my ankle putting in a squirrel. I kid you not. I'm putting in a squirrel feeder out at the house, digging a hole, putting a post in, et cetera, et cetera. I tweaked my ankle and my knee is a little tender. And I thought, this might be a good one. And I started listening to you. Your voice is on this particular one, I believe.
No, that's Dr. Karen Kahn.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
That's not me.
sounded familiar. Anyway. I'm listening to this and I think, okay, and I'm saying, okay, now just keep your awareness on, you know, your driving, but allow this to permeate, you know, get in there and do what it needs to do. And I'm not going to say that it's 100% repaired or better or what have you, but it certainly has, there has been an improvement. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that certainly I noticed in the instructions and the cautions. The majority of at least the five waves, the five audio files that we were allowed to have for this program, actually, I think all of them or maybe four out of the five basically say, do not operate machinery, drive a car, etc. You need to be in a relaxed state, a place where you're quiet and so on and so forth. I'm wondering if there are also those same similar types of audios in the app that one could have going on in the background while you're doing stuff, maybe while you're driving or something like this, so that you can, so to if I may put it this way, that you can multitask consciously and subconsciously.
Yes, yes, absolutely. There are many. It's just I sent a few samples so you could try them, and they just happened to say, don't drive them, you know, don't drive or use heavy machinery while listening. There are many, many, we've got over 300 audios on the app. There are many that you can just play on a loop, automatic repeat, you know, during the day or even while you sleep, and you can just bask in those frequencies.
Now, I don't know what I guess I would assume there's probably a monthly charge, or you purchase each of the audio files and then it's loaded onto the app?
Yeah, the app is free, and there are lots of free audios to download, and then there are lots of audios that you pay for just through your iTunes account or Play Store account.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Android version because I do not have any Apple products.
It's very close, very close.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Final stages.
Well, I just canceled I still use it, but I canceled the paid version of Spotify. My paid version of Audible for books. I obviously can still buy the books if I want and pay, you know, through my credit card or debit card. And so I thought, you know, because there's got to be a better way, you know, than paying this monthly fee. Then when you own the audio, in this case, as you're selling the individual audio files that there is a purchase price for, aside from the free versions.
Not all. Yeah, right. There are many free audios.
Exactly.
Others you pay for.
Right. You know, you've got those. You can listen to them again and again and again. Some of them, the instructions say that, you know, listen to this once a day for a few weeks. Others, they say you can listen to this sucker over and over and again. I think I read something in one of them that says, do not loop. Do not loop. What would be the reason why you wouldn't want to loop certain of these audio files, even if you are in a relaxed place, you're not driving, you're not operating heavy machinery?
Okay. The few that say do not loop, it's because the energies are so powerful that if you were to loop, I mean, everyone's different, but generally speaking, if you were to loop, it would cause very intense detox symptoms. Because it's like your energy field is being blasted with super white light. Mm. And anything that doesn't match that frequency is going to come up. And that could be physical detox. Like you'll just be really exhausted for a few days or, you know, however long, or, you know, negative, you know, bad memories may surface, or, you know, your belief patterns that aren't serving you will surface, but it could be just a little too intense for a lot of people for a few days. That's why this morning is, it's best not to loop this. Just listen maybe once a day until you get used to the energies.
Mm-hmm. Now, I happen to be a Reiki master, and these energies that you talk of seem like they're along the same lines. Again, we're just talking about energy. It doesn't matter what the modality mm-hmm. is, and in this case, you've created these audio files. How do these differ from, say, some of the other modalities that are out there that people use in terms of their beneficial effects?
Well, I would say it's because these audios are specified. You know, they you can listen to an audio to create money miracles, for example. They're infused with specific frequencies and energies and intentions for that specific result, which is why the app is like a marketplace where users can browse and search different categories. So if you're having trouble sleeping, you can see what are all the audios specifically for sleeping, improved sleeping, or to increase psychic ability. You see, what are the audios to help open my third eye, or help activate my DNA, or help, you know, foster spiritual awakening? I mean, they're very specific, as opposed to like a Reiki infused audio, which is more for relaxation, maybe. These audios are more specified.
How did you come in contact with this? And I'm going to use the term technology. How did this come to you? How did you find it? What was the impetus for your beginning the process of using it to in your life?
Well, it's been quite a journey. many years ago, like the early 20 teens, I suffered with a seemingly endless list of bizarre symptoms that nobody could explain, let alone cure. And I saw every medical practitioner, tried every modality, I mean, everything under the sun, but nothing helped and no one could give me any answers. All anyone could ever tell me was that my adrenal glands were worn out, which I already knew. And so it was just very dark and depressing, not having any answers and just being in pain and having all these strange symptoms and just not being able to do anything. And I was someone who formerly had tons of energy. I'm a runner and a weight trainer and traveled solo. And I was just used to having tons of energy and having this really high caliber lifestyle. But during these years, I could barely do anything. And I would lay on the couch day after day listening to alternative radio and lots of telesummits. And healers would come on and talk about their audios that were infused with healing frequencies. And this is kind of a new technology. So I started playing around with them because I was used to energy work, because I've done Reiki too. And the results were pretty amazing. It was, I could definitely feel the energy. Just, it was like being blasted with powerful high frequencies. And then, as I had mentioned earlier with your question about looping, it was like my energy field was blasted with bright white light, and anything that didn't match that came up. So I went through a lot of detoxing, which was good. And the audios led me to uncover a lot of belief patterns that I was holding that I didn't even know, because they were running beneath the conscious level. So they came up to my conscious level where I could work with them and clear them. And the audios helped to clear them too. Because what these audios do, all of them, is they help to raise your vibration. So life becomes, you start to perceive from a higher perspective, and you start to see your own life and your own belief patterns from a higher perspective, so that you can easily make changes. And then a lot of the audios I would play on a loop during the day or at night while I slept, and then I would just wake up in the morning feeling so much better, like some dark energy had been cleared. And I'm 99% sure whatever got cleared didn't belong to me to begin with, because I am extremely empathic, like I'm sure a lot of your listeners are. So a lot of what was weighing me down probably didn't even belong to me to begin with, but the audios just helped to clear it. And I didn't really need to do anything, and there were no detox symptoms. I would just bask in these high frequencies. And others just put me in a blissful state, which gave me hope, which meant everything to me in those days. So one by one, my symptoms just gradually vanished, and I just feel so much better. And like I said, because the audios helped to raise your frequency, as I became healthier, my intuition increased and life became more synchronistic. It was like everything improved across the board. So, I know from experience these audios do work. But then as I started healing and started telling other people about these audios, I quickly realized there are many, even in spiritual communities, who've never heard of this concept. So that was the other reason for creating this app, was I really want to help get the word out because I know they are effective.
Yeah.
And then also there's no one central place, quote unquote, where people can just find them. You know, like users that know about these audios have to follow individual healers and know what's new. So the app serves as a central marketplace where users can just browse and search and, you know, just see what's out there. And then lastly, it's just a way to help broadcast healing frequencies because there are a lot of dark energies on the planet. So at least the app is a way to, when you play the audios, everyone around you, everything around you gets the benefit of these frequencies. So it's a great way to make a difference in the world around you.
What about some of the reports that we've heard around the world? Two places in particular, Cuba, and I think it was, I want to say someplace in China, and the people were suffering from all kinds of problems, and they were able to actually trace it down to some, I don't know if it was a subaudible frequency that was actually interfering with their equilibrium, and I mean, just all kinds of different aspects. It was as if everybody came down with all kinds of, not so much different diseases, but there was a lot of discomfort and that kind of thing. And I remember when I drew this diagram out for Stephen Lewis, it was very interesting as I chatted with him. And then a few days later, I want to interview this guy. I want to have him on my program back then. So I was talking with his PR person or whoever it was that was in-house with him. And I explained to her what I had discovered as far as my own personal, you know, sound editing and so forth. And I remember my first experience with out of phase. One of our engineers was installing a turntable. And he installed it, plugged everything in, and I put the record on to make sure everything was working. And I'm going, wait a minute, that doesn't sound. Where's the vocal? There's a vocal in this. Where'd it go? It was way in the background. Oh, hang on a second. So we got back underneath, flipped a few wires around, and he said, oh, yeah, it was out of phase. Well, when I shared all of this with this gal, she said, no, he doesn't want to talk about that because, if that information never got out, you know, it could fall into the wrong hands. And I'm thinking, what, I'm the only human being on the planet that came up with this, that discovered this concept that made no sense to me? But obviously there are people who are, and you talk about dark energy, you know, there are people that are doing that with these kinds of frequencies, aren't there?
Well, sure. There is an agenda on the planet, has been going on for ages to keep us dumbed down and in fear and any way they can. And it is done through frequency, a lot of it. So, like I said, that was one of the reasons for creating this app. At least this is a way to help broadcast the healing frequencies and help raise the consciousness of the planet.
When someone is seeking out this type of modality, whether they're going through purelightaudio.com and they download the app and so on and so forth, or they've been searching the individual creators, if you will, of these different audio files that you have this wonderful portal, this wonderful, so to speak, clearinghouse. If someone is, let's say, skeptical, what would you recommend they do to get beyond that?
Well, I would say, first of all, play with the free audios. There's lots of free stuff on the app. And find a healer that you feel you resonate with. And follow the instructions. That's very important. And the most important thing I would say is be open-minded. Because if you've got a belief that says this is hogwash, this isn't going to work, well, then it's not going to work. I mean, we're all creating our own reality. So you've got to be open-minded and be playful. And because positive change happens when the energies are light. So it's important to keep the energies light, which means to be open-minded and playful. So I would say that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the homepage of purelightaudio.com. And I mean, you've got 30, and this is just probably preliminary, 30 different people who are providing audio in a myriad of different areas, from expanding heart space to, as I mentioned, regeneration and rejuvenation, filling with pure peace and stillness. By the way, the one I'm going to definitely download has to do with Money Miracle Manifester.
I love that one. It has definitely worked miracles for me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking for one of those miracles myself, because there are some things that I would like to do, and unfortunately, it does take the coin, to make that happen. How do you go about finding these folks, or do they find you? And then have there been those who you have found and, yeah, I don't know. I think I'll just go ahead and use my website and Facebook and these other things. Your app's neat, but have you ever had any of that, or is everybody pretty receptive and say, hey, let's do this thing?
No, the healers have been really excited about it. And the healers I know from the TeleSummit interviews that I've listened to. And then I've downloaded their audios, and a lot of them have free audios that they offer on their website anyway. So I always test their work first and use my intuition and get a sense, and if I'm getting results or not. So I do vet them. And then part of it is more, I guess, left brain, where I really research the healer and see what their background is. And then part is, just intuitive. I'll just use their audio and see what sense I get from the audio and from the healer themselves. And then I invite them. And so far, pretty much all the healers have been really excited about the app. And like I said, we've got over 300 audios on the app. So they've definitely been enthusiastic with audio submissions, which is great.
Yeah, that's
it's exciting.
That's
it's really cool.
That's marvelous. 300? So I'm just
looking.
I'm so looking, and of course, I know each one of these people probably produces more than just one audio file.
Definitely.
I mean, maybe they have a dozen or more, and they make that available via the app.
Mm-hmm.
This technology is, to me, it is fascinating. I mean, I've been working with sound and frequencies and audio for almost 40 years. Was interested in it even as a kid, and. This whole, thing I described earlier about things being in phase and out of phase, this is all very, I'm just going to put it this way. This is all very metaphysical, because it's beyond the physical. These vibrations, they will impact the physical world, us, our bodies, our
yes.
consciousness, if you will, even our subconscious.
Yes, absolutely.
Would you say that the overall goal is to raise our consciousness? I mean, even through the process of, let's say you use the money manifester to bring in more money so you're able to do other things, that I would assume isn't just about bringing in the cash. It's also about shifting your beliefs about money, your consciousness,
yes.
your subconsciousness.
Yes, yes. Because we are so entrained to 3D. Not surprisingly, because this Earth reality is 3D, but humanity is moving beyond 3D. And when I say beyond 3D, I mean to 5D, and I believe higher, where, see, 3D is more about limitation and separation. Where money is concerned, it's like there's a limited amount and you have to work for it. Those are all 3D concepts.
Mm-hmm.
As we raise our consciousness to 5D and higher, we realize we are infinite beings and we dwell in an infinite universe. There is no limit. There are no limits. And so something like Money Miracle Manifester or Miracle Money Manifester will raise your consciousness to realize that you are an infinite being and you are worthy of whatever you want to create. Then there is no limit to money. I mean, the quantum reality even states that we're in multiple realities at once. So you can shift to a reality where you are abundant.
Mm. Reminds me of a story I heard. It is a story, fiction. Well, maybe it's not. I don't know. But anyway, the story goes like this. A gentleman, he and his buddy would go out for breakfast one morning, and have a nice conversation, nice meal, and the bill comes, and the guy reaches in his pocket and pulls out exactly the amount of the bill plus gratuity, and they go on their way. A few days later, they get together for lunch. Basically, same scenario. At the end of the meal, same thing. Pulls out exactly the amount of the bill plus gratuity, and they are on their way. Dinner, about a month later. And this time the bill comes and exactly the same thing happens. And so his friend asks him from across the table, says, you know, we've been out a few times here and every single time you've always had exactly the amount, you know, to take care of the meal. What's up with that? And he says, well, I found this bottle, this lamp, and I rubbed it and this genie came out and gave me one wish. And I thought, okay, can I get back to you? And I, you know, because I could have wished for $1 million or this or that or the other. So a few days later, he came back to the genie and says, okay, here's what I want. I want to have the money that I need whenever I need it to get the things that I need.
Good wish.
So in essence, he asked for an infinite amount of money, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And this isn't about being frivolous. I mean, boy, I tell you, I wish I had six digits in front of the decimal point in my bank account, because, you know, I would take at least 10% of that and I would donate it to one of my mm-hmm. favorite charities back in Phoenix, mm-hmm. You know, to support them and keep their work going, because I find it very vital.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's interesting you mentioned that, because there actually is an audio called Infinite Aladdin's Lamp, which just grants your wishes. I used that. I had that play. It's a silent audio, so I just had that on a loop at a big event I was at, and I got every wish I wanted.
That.
That's great. It's amazing. You shift your frequency and our consciousness, and your reality shifts.
I think the other aspect of it, too, is that when I was working for the station back in Phoenix in the 80s and early 90s, I used to get people that would come to work for us. And after they started working, I would ask them to do something and say, well, you guys don't pay me enough for that. You know, and of course, people would go to the boss for raises. They wouldn't get them, and so on and so forth. And, you know, even back then, I knew that in the universe, there is a firm and fast law of exchange. You cannot escape it. And I got to thinking about that. I could have gone down that same path that some of these coworkers of mine, who I actually hired, went down. But I began to evaluate what it was that I was actually getting while I was working there, in addition to a paycheck. And at the time, I was allowed to do interviews just like this. And I was able to set them up. I would get the books or CDs, whatever promotional materials. I would then do the interview. So now I have the interview and it airs and so forth. I began going down the list going, wait a minute. All right, I may only be getting X number of dollars from the employer. And I wish I was getting more. But I'm getting the contacts. I'm getting these materials. I'm getting the interview. I'm getting the experience. I'm getting all of these things that could have cost me out of my pocket a whole lot more if I was actually paying for them. But mm-hmm. I was getting them, in a manner of speaking, I was getting them for free from from this opportunity that I had then. And I've even had some of those guests on this program going back to the 80s and 90s. I've had them on in the past 10 years. So to me, that would be a shift that someone would want to make as well, saying that, well, the employer doesn't pay me a whole lot. So you know what? It's not going to really hurt, because they make all kinds of money. So if I take this stapler, or I take this, or I take that, no big deal. There was a story in the late 80s about Motorola. They fired about 1,000 people. Because they found that at that particular plant, $1 million worth of materials just disappeared. Well, who would have taken it over the course of that year but the employees? Because of their mindset. And people who win the lottery. Mm-hmm. 1 year right. later, they're right back financially, right back where they were before they won the lottery. Because, mm-hmm. And that would be because they haven't changed their consciousness, right?
Right, right.
So that's extremely important, no matter whether you want more money in your life or relationship or, the job of your dreams. How about some of these that might help someone to, if they haven't yet, to help them find their purpose, find the focal mm-hmm. point for their lives? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing?
We do have a whole category for abundance and life purpose. So there are audios to help you get clarity on who you are and what your passion is.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we do have audios to address that.
PureLightAudio.com is the website. Now, there is another website called PlaySoftLight.com.
No, places of
Oh, light. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. It's when they don't allow you to put the spaces between the words. Okay. Places of light. Well, it does kind of look like soft, but anyway. Okay, so tell me about placesoflight.com.
Well, that's my website for my artwork. I channel images of Atlantis and other star systems and high spiritual realms, and then I create them digitally, and I infuse them with light and high frequencies. It's similar to, you know, what the audios on Pure Light Audio do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that to help other people remember the magic that exists just beyond 3D, because this 3D reality, as I touched on earlier, I kind of always known it's not real. It's just illusion, this earth reality that we sense with our five senses. It's not real. It's just entrains us to separation and limitation and the belief that we're stuck in linear time or powerless, and none of it's true. The truth is we are infinite beings with unlimited potential, and there's so much magic that exists beyond the realm of 3D. So I feel like these visions have come to me all my life to remind me that this is not real, that there's so much beyond. And that's why I put the frequencies into my artwork, so that to help others just remember their light and their power and all the magic that exists just beyond 3D. And so that's my artwork. And, you know, and that kind of led me to Pure Light also, because over the years I discovered these healers were accessing the same frequencies and just putting them into their audios. So so that was my other motivation for creating the Pure Light audio app.
I have to say, I'm really intrigued by all of this, as I mentioned before, because of part of that, my affinity. And of course, growing up listening to radio with a speaker under my pillow set low, so I'd listen to it all night long. And then I would start listening to audiobooks, and sometimes I'd fall asleep, but I figured it's still getting in there. I'd usually go back anyway in my conscious state and listen to what I missed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things that it seems as though sound is at least in our 3D world, as you've stated, vibrations, sound, tones, etc., can make such a profound and positive impact on our lives. I think of the different types of music that we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I did some research on this concept called the Mozart effect. You heard of that?
No, I haven't.
And supposedly, well, the studies were done, supposedly showing that the Mozart effect was used to basically elicit certain brain waves and so forth, as far as, you know, enlightening people and what have you, or making them better students or those kinds of things. Of course, then there was another study that poo-pooed the whole thing, and I'm going, well, my first question was, why Mozart? You know, why not Bach, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, et cetera, et cetera? But anyway, fascinating stuff. I'd like for you to stay right where you are. We're going to continue our conversation here. Ellen McDonough is my guest. We're talking about purelightaudio.com. That's the website. And placesoflight.com, where you can look at her artwork. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We're talking with Ellen McDonough. She is with Pure Light Audio.com. That's the one website. We're talking about all these different incredible gifts, if you will, of audio that you can put on your phone through an app. It'll be in that app that you'll be able to listen to as of this conversation. It is available on your Apple products soon, I hope, soon, Ellen, to be available on the Android I have a Samsung Galaxy S7. people go, well, how come you don't have number 9? Because I don't need it. The 7 works fine, thank you. Constant upgrading drives me crazy. But with this stuff, you don't have to upgrade, you know. And yet, each of the people you have, and I'm assuming there are more than 30, the 30 that you just have posted up on the homepage, those are just the ones you put up there, or is it right around 30 people who are contributing?
Oh, there are more.
Okay.
More healers who've signed on. They just haven't submitted audios yet, or their audios are in the queue. They haven't been published yet.
Okay. And people can get those. Now, each person is going to have sort of a different slant on each of these subjects as far as the presentation of the audio file that's available on the website. Have you been able to determine any kinds of subtle differences between, you know, person A's miracle money manifester audio versus person B's miracle money manifester audio, and what, you know, what can be achieved through either of them or combining the two, that kind of thing?
What do you mean, combining the two?
Well, or even combining the uses of them, not simultaneously. Not in that context. But I guess what I'm asking is it better to stay focused on one particular person's audio file for a particular purpose, or should one move through a list of them for, in this case, as I use the example, the miracle money manifester?
You're asking, can someone download multiple audios for the same purpose and just play them all, or stick with one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Should one stick with one, or maybe get them all and listen to them one right after the other?
I just tell people, have fun. You know, whatever calls to you, you know, really, just everyone's different. Trust your intuition. On the app, users can make playlists, so you can download a bunch of audios for Abundance, for example, and then just use them, you know, make a playlist.
Yeah.
You know, of course, look at the instructions, because some the audios are all different. Like, some you have to listen to actively,
right,
and then others you can just loop. So for example, if there are a bunch of money miracle audios that you can loop, hey, make a playlist and loop them.
There you
you know,
go.
Have fun with the frequencies.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Now, yeah. I want to shift gears a little back to placesoflight.com. I'm looking at this slideshow on your homepage. This stuff is remarkable. The material, the artwork that you have here, some of these I would love to have as giant posters on a wall just to look at. I was reading here where you channel these images and then you what paint them, pencil. What's the modality?
No, I create them digitally.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I use a whole bunch of different tools and lots of compositing, but a lot of work. But it's a joy.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of these are the colors are just wonderful. I like the stone circle ones. There's one with the earth and a big gold circle around it of symbols and so forth. One of the things that I have found so interesting, and I was introduced to it years ago, I still have it, I believe, and that's this giant fractal poster. I've always loved fractals. Maybe it has to do with the fact that they're created from a computer algorithm. There's just a bunch of numbers that they've run through the computer, and boom, and this is what is generated. But I like the colors that you've chosen in these, or that you are.
I love bright colors.
Yeah, I do too. That's one of the reasons why I love computers. I love working with, for example, I predominantly use Windows as my PC software, my operating system. It's like watching, for me, I grew up watching cartoons, Warner Brothers and so forth. To me, I'm looking at cartoons all day long. That's how I look at that. It's fascinating. But when you are, do you set aside specific times, or do you create when the inspiration comes?
Yeah, that's it. I can't be left-brained about it and set aside, you know, an hour a day, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever the inspiration comes, there are times when I just, like, I can't not design. It's just the images coming through so strongly that I'll just Oh, that's great. And then others, you know, I guess it's like with any creative project, I'll get the inspiration and then it stops. And then I won't pick it up until months or sometimes years later. So I never know. But, you know, these images, the channeling has a life of its own. So I just go with it.
And these images are available on various other products. They're not just either A, downloadable, where you can use it as your wallpaper on your desktop or your phone, but you've got, like, it looks like business cards, and there's a spiral-bound notebook with one of your images on it. What are some of the other things that people would be able to find? And by the way, the website that I was taken to was Esty, and I guess that's where many of your products are, your artwork is available. Is that right?
Yeah, I have an Etsy store.
Etsy.
And I've got bookmarks and spiral notebooks and digital downloads and prints. There's a lot available.
What goes, if anything, through your mind as you're creating this? Or do you kind of separate and say, okay, mind, I need you to be quiet while this just comes through? Can I ask, what is the process?
I'm just in an altered state because I'm just channeling these images. So I guess it's my guides who give me the images. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm designing, I often feel a presence guiding me and helping me to remember certain elements. So I do feel like I remember these places, not on the conscious level, but on another, mm-hmm. on another level, they're familiar. And a lot of people have told me when they see my art, they have dreamt of a certain place or they remember a certain place. So it's pretty thrilling. Or people will see like an image of Atlantis and not knowing that it's Atlantis, and they'll turn to me and say, oh, that's Atlantis. So,
wow.
So it's really exciting. Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, everybody has their own intuitive connection and mm-hmm. Will tap into these things. And mm-hmm. you're obviously tapped in. Is there any other kind of a communication through this channeling experience of yours? Any messages, or is it predominantly you sit down, I'm assuming at the computer, and it just starts to flow?
It just starts to flow. And then after the image is completed, I get a download of usually the description of the place. I will get a download of what the place is called and what it's all about. And then other times I'll get a download of the message. I don't quite know what the place is called, but there's a message. And so I'll get that. And then I put that underneath the image on the website.
I know Atlantis is one of your focal points as well.
Oh, yeah. I've always been obsessed with Atlantis ever since I can remember.
I mean, you know, I know there's another place called Lemuria as well that, mm-hmm. you know, this place that supposedly existed. Mm-hmm. And both of these supposedly, I guess, went underwater, submerged, what have you. And they're still there, just deep, deep, deep down in the ocean floor.
They're still functioning on a different dimension.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the other aspects of this is that, you know, okay, yeah, we could say that, okay, they're gone. Well, no, not really, as you just said, mm-hmm. different dimensions. Right. And that right. one's kind of a hard one sometimes for people to grasp that that there are these other dimensions because, well, gee, we, you know, we have a metaphysical proof. Science is working on it more and more. But a lot of folks, I mean, I sit here going, when someone asks me what's after this life, you know, what happens when we die? Is it just lights out or what? I said, do you want my honest answer? I don't know. I've not been there. you know, and I'm wondering do you have any images of something along those lines where they, okay, this is the afterlife or this is heaven or those kinds of things?
I just have a strong sense that the physical world that we are experiencing is illusion. Mm-hmm. And it's a very tiny part of our consciousness that is experiencing this reality. And when we, you know, die, quote unquote, we don't die. We actually rejoin the greater part of our consciousness. So it's actually an elevation of consciousness, not lights out, as you put it. It's actually lights on, like so much more. We rejoin just the greater part of ourselves. That's what I believe, and that's what I sense, is we just rejoin the greater part of ourselves.
Yeah. That station I worked for in Phoenix was a Christian station, and as some of the pastors began to pass away in the last couple of decades, I remember basically commenting sort of flippantly to someone. I said, "Oh yeah, I worked there. I'm familiar with this guy's messages and everything." And he passed away, and at least now he knows the truth. You know, he didn't down here, but now he does, you know, and I'm wondering if he's kicking himself. but, you know, we all are where we are at, and we're all trying to understand what we're going through.
And I think, you know, as I've said, there's so much magic and beautiful, amazing high frequencies just beyond this physical world. And that's what my passion is just bringing these frequencies and this light to the planet any way that I can, whether it's through my artwork or it's collaborating with these healers and bringing these frequencies through the audios on Pure Light. Either way, it just helps people access these high frequencies and their own higher consciousness.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious, not from the standpoint of listening to the audios or maybe even, gazing at your artwork. What does it do for you when you think about or even ponder about what you've created through the Pure Light audio website and then also mixed with that placesoflight.com and the artwork that you create? What does that do for you? How does that affect you as you move through your life now?
Well, it helps me to get in higher states of mind, higher states of consciousness. And the higher your state of consciousness for everybody, the higher your vibration, and the more easily life flows, the more synchronistic life is.
Anybody that you've come across who, they're skeptical, pretty much everybody is drawn to you who needs to be because they are interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the people who are attracted to this app, are people who are familiar with the healers and they have an understanding of energy and frequency. And that everything is energy and frequency and vibration, and that can our frequency, our vibration, our consciousness is impacting everything around us. So no, I haven't come across skeptics, not at all. They wouldn't be interested in this app anyway.
Well, that's one of the things that we've talked about on this program quite often. I personally I've created a disbelief in a couple of these old sayings that we grew up with. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Not true. Unless you are able to find a way to protect yourself. I've heard of many different ways of doing that to where these things don't affect you. Like you talked about yourself, you're an empath. My wife is too. And she works in the medical field. Not a great place for an empath to work because you're bombarded by all those energies.
Yeah.
but the reality is that, you know, words have power. And when you say something, and this is why, especially during the political seasons, when I hear people saying different things, they'll say, "Oh, Richard, it's only politics." I say, "No, it's not." Their intent is to win that office or that position. So they're going to use the words that will get them there.
Words carry vibration and intention and energy.
Yeah.
So it's much more than just a sound.
Definitely. Yeah. And then the other old saying is that you can't change other people. And I say, not true. You gave a prime example of that. When you start changing your frequency, your vibration, your consciousness, you're either going to draw the people who are near you closer to you, or some of those people are going to go, "What the heck is this? I got to get away from this. I want no part of this." And so in a manner of speaking, you have changed them. And you've also changed the people, the circle that's around you, your support, which also is very important as well. And I would encourage people to include you in their circle by going to purelightaudio.com and investigating these things. Because to me, this is, again, being the area that I happen to work in, this is extremely, I think it's extremely important. And I have to say, I remember back, I must have been in my 20s, and I was watching a national newscast. And the first thing that came to my mind was, I thought, you know what? It would be kind of cool if there was a laugh track. Not too long after that, Comedy Central came out with The Daily Show, which was news with a laugh track, which I thought was, you know, with a live, with comedy and so forth. And yet they still dealt with, you know, the issues of the day. And I find that laughter, as a matter of fact, I was listening to a program not too long ago. I don't know if you can share anything on this, about how contagious laughter is, as well as not only that, how important it is. I came across a group many years ago, and that was their focal point. It was like the laughter group. I don't remember the actual name of the group or organization, but that's what they were all about. It didn't matter what you were laughing about.
Right.
Someone could just start laughing, and boom, it began to spread across the room.
Oh, there is someone, I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but he actually cured himself of a disease by laughter. It was years ago. I think it was like the 30s.
Actually, I want to say, I'm going to throw a name out. I'm probably wrong, but maybe not. Norman Vincent Peale.
I think that was it. Yeah.
I think he was told by the doctors, you got 6 weeks or
right,
6 months.
Right.
And he said, no. And he started watching Three Stooges movies and all this kind of stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you raise your vibration, your consciousness. Miracles happen, really.
Yeah. I just find all of this, again, very fascinating, not to go on too much about it. But it's something I think that people need to look into, and it's very important. That's why we're doing these programs. We touch upon on occasion current events, though we don't stay there. We try not to. I mean, but with the way things are in the world today, or whatever state you happen to live in, or country for that matter, because obviously we're on the internet, so we're global. If you could put on something like this, put on these audio files or what have you. By the way, is it possible, let's just say for the sake of argument, that someone doesn't have a phone, Android or Apple, are these audio files available through the website, or is it strictly through the app?
Currently strictly through the app. Now, I do have plans to offer the audio files off the website. That's kind of like the next big project.
Okay, great. Because as much as I would like to think that everybody's connected, as far as the internet's concerned, we are all connected, but that's another subject. You know, not everybody is. And a lot of folks, some folks don't want to be, you know?
I understand that. That's why I really want to offer this content off of the website. And I also want to expand this to include healing videos and even frequency infused imagery.
Oh, wow.
For the app and the website, because my vision for Pure Light is for this to be not just a marketplace, but like a sanctuary where people can just come for healing and high frequencies and then just enjoy the high frequencies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, again, I mentioned that, you know, classical music was a big subject not too long ago for me in research. But even years before that, I was a member of a classical music CD club. And I would buy these CDs, and I'd get them in the mail, and I'd put them on when I get home from work. And at that time, I was working, I think, the second shift. And I'd get home at 4 o'clock or so in the afternoon. I'd throw one of these into the CD player. I'd fall asleep. But I felt really good when I got up. You know?
Yeah. It's so cool.
It's just wonderful.
And you can do that with a lot of these audios, too. Yeah. Like I said, you know, if you can loop, read the directions, but if you can loop them, just play them on a loop. And enjoy the high frequencies. And as I mentioned, everyone and everything around you gets the benefit of these frequencies. Yeah. So it's a great way to help elevate the energy around you. Pure. And that can be, and not just people, but plants, pets, you know, even a clear dark energy from a room. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, this has been a wonderful opportunity for me to learn more about what you're doing and the work that is out there available for us. And of course, through this app that will be available on all platforms here shortly, right now just Apple products. But I will be keeping my eyes open online for the app for my Android, because I would love to have something like this just to continue to reinforce some of the other things that I'm doing as well, and bring about some of the things that we'd like, because this is how we change the world, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. I thank you so much, Ellen McDonough, for joining us here on the program. I really appreciate it. And I extend this invitation pretty regularly. If you should find yourself in the Santa Barbara area, we would love to have you in studio to talk more about this.
Great. Yeah, I'd love to drop by.
PureLightAudio.com. That is the website for the audio programming, if you will, audio files that are available for a wide variety of different purposes in your life, for raising your consciousness, your vibration. Placesoflight.com is where you'll find Ellen's artwork, and you can purchase that through her website, and the links take you right where you need to go to get the digital information. And before I let you go, I have three final questions. And again, thank you so much for giving us so much time. The first question is, who is Ellen McDonough?
Oh, well, I am an artist, like I said, who channels images of high spiritual realms. And my passion is bringing light and higher frequencies to the planet to help people remember their light, their passion, and all the magic that exists just beyond 3D.
What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you're doing now?
I want to help elevate the consciousness of the planet any way that I can.
And finally, what is your life's purpose?
Just the same what I said. I want to bring light and high frequencies to the planet, help people remember the truth, and that what we're living, what we've been entrained to believe, is illusion. And we are infinite beings with unlimited potential, and we are here to create new possibilities. We are not here to entrain to low frequencies and be sheeple. We are here to create new possibilities and bring light and higher frequencies to the planet.
Fantastic. We're here to thrive, not just survive, folks.
Exactly.
I've actually coined a new word. I don't know that it's going to take off, but right now most of us are in the survival mode. I want to be in the thrival mode.
That's a good word.
Ellen McDonough, thank you so much again for joining us here on the program. I really do appreciate your time, and we look forward to having you back on the program in the very near future.
Great. Thank you so much.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next time, love, Talal.